It's Rebecca Black's favorite day, Friday, and that means it's time for me to tell you about the latest patron-exclusive episode of Retronauts. In honor of the fact that the Pokemon series has finally taken a significant leap forward in its designs with Pokemon Legends, we've traveled back more than 25 years in time to where the franchise began, with Pokemon Red and Blue, or rather, Pocket Monsters Aka and Midori. And really, this deep dive exploration goes back well more than a quarter of a century back to the early days of the Game Boy, when Game Freak designer Satoshi Tajiri began kicking around ideas for a link cable battle and trading game. Join myself, Jeremy Parrish, and Pokemon fanatics Kat Bailey, Shivam Butt, and Casey DeFritis for the first chapter in a series of in-depth looks at the history of the Pokemon series. And if you enjoy this mini-episode teaser, you can enjoy the whole thing by subscribing to Retronauts at the $5 a month level or higher. Not only will you be able to listen to this full episode, but also to a two-year backlog of bi-weekly Patreon-exclusive episodes, plus a massive collection of Diamond Fights This Week in Retro columns and mini-podcasts, and even Discord access. That's a lot of stuff. So enjoy this sampler, then head over to patreon.com/retronauts to be one of the cool kids who gets to listen to adults talk about Pokemon in frightful detail. patreon.com/retronauts.
I didn't have a lot of money, but I had a lot of some leftover lunch money that I used to pay for one of those Charmander Burger King toys. Oh. So that's the amount of money I was rolling in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as the relatively big spender here, I feel a little ashamed here because, you know, I had this opulent wealth of like a 30K a year salary. And just, you know, I bought Pokemon and said, I'm not feeling it. It was really slow.
Never last.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like it, you know, I went into it having been playing RPGs for the better part of a decade.
Well, yeah.
And it just felt very basic and very slow. And the initial, like the kind of the early game loop really didn't appeal to me. And so I kind of bounced off of it and didn't really pick up Pokemon until Generation 4 with Diamond and Pearl on DS. And that was where I finally was like, okay, now I'm actually older, like much older. And, this is exactly the same game, and yet somehow I like it.
I mean, I didn't really catch the bug until XY. It took me way long to
read. Yeah, you were so out on Pokemon for so long.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have known each other for almost that time.
I thought it was Heart Gold and Soul Silver that really got you.
Yeah, I got that because I was like sitting there and there was a little walker that you could do. Mm-hmm.
You were like, Kat, explain Pokemon to me.
I've done that like four times.
Yeah. But it finally took, right?
Yeah, it did. And after that, I've just been like, oh, I get this and I enjoy this. And now I've been carrying my Pokemon through. But the thing that got me is because when this came out, I was like a junior in high school, like I said. And because I was a world-weary 17-year-old, Pokemon was definitely my first RPG level, you know, in air quotes. Mm-hmm. And the gameplay itself, compared to like the fact that at the same time I'm playing things like Final Fantasy VII or whatever, and I'm looking at this like, it's okay, but all my friends were so hardcore into it, and it's like the same crew that was playing Pogs, that was playing Magic, now we're sitting in the back of the physics class trading Pokemon. But my brother, who is 4 years younger than me, was the dead target demographic for this game. Like, we would come home from school, we would watch the anime together, in, you know, Saturday, whatever, Friday afternoons or something, and he had a big, gigantic plush, not Bulbasaur, who's the blue one?
Squirtle.
Yeah, he had a big, gigantic plush Squirtle, and he was like, you know, 12 or 13 or some young enough that plushies were still okay. And it was just like, we would watch this thing and watch like them eating badly localized rice balls as jelly donuts. And I was like,
I always wrap my jelly donuts in seaweed.
Right? It's like, come on, you could see. I've never seen a jelly donut with a black wrapper before. But the thing is, the Pokemon anime lied. Because the Pokemon anime had these guys with amazingly cool Pokemon, and then you turn on the game and you're catching stupid birds and caterpillars. And it's like, what is this garbage? Where's the cool Pokemon?
Ash's first Pokemon that he catches besides Pikachu are also stupid birds and caterpillars.
Yeah, but Ash has the benefit of going and having the greatest duel in history where him and the other guy are sitting there yelling, Harden! Harden! To the big phallic-looking box of, like, you know, Metapods at each other.
I disagree. But the target audience didn't get it.
I disagree, Shivam. Like, Ash barely even evolves most of his Pokemon in the anime.
Yeah,
and in the game, you're catching, though, like, the most ultimate legendaries ever.
Like, hey, I just captured God.
Yeah.
Can he evolve?
This is not Gen 1 related, but the most recent, well, kind of. So the most recent Pokemon anime is the base is in Kanto, and they do have a character named Go, and his goal is to catch them all. And they do catch some pretty cool Pokemon.
I've been watching it with my son. It's weird going back. It's weird. Yeah.